When I was studying abroad, there was an employee of the diocese who was in charge of purchasing the plane tickets for all of us seminarians who needed them. And she was very conscious of how tight money was and everything. And so if she could save $10, she would route us through Timbuktu or, you know, make the journey twice as long as it needed to be. It's interesting, you know, there are a lot of ways to get to a place. And I hear very often from Catholics and non-Catholics alike that it doesn't really matter what church you go to, because we're all hoping to go to heaven and, you know, we're all going to get there one way or another. Well, there is an element of truth to that, that there are many ways to get to heaven, and that being within the visible confines or bounds of the church is not the only way. So teaching of Vatican II was that, yes, the church is the vehicle which Jesus Christ himself established to be the instrument of salvation for the world. But the council also acknowledged that that didn't mean that anyone who was not Catholic could not be saved. So the teaching of the church is not that one must be Catholic in order to be saved. But at the same time, the teaching is still the solid teaching that has been passed down to us through all the ages, that the Catholic Church is the privileged instrument that God established to be the gate of salvation for all people. And so, we look at that question. Does it matter what church a person belongs to? It does. We acknowledge there are many ways to get to a place. We could get to Tokyo by flying, maybe a direct flight. We could stop someplace in Alaska first, or we could go around the other way and stop a few times in the States, and then in Europe, and then Africa, and then Asia, and then Tokyo, finally. I suppose we could hitchhike over to the coast and get a little canoe and try to row there. There are many, many ways of getting to Tokyo. But not all of them are the most efficient ways. Not all of them are the most advantageous ways. Certainly, there are some ways that are much more fraught with peril. I know if I set out in a canoe, I would not make it at all, you know, let alone, you know, considering storms and tsunamis and all of that. There are better ways of getting places than others. And when we look at today's gospel, we hear Jesus saying the words to Peter, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it." When we hear him saying those words, we have to realize that he's not just engaging in, you know, some sort of symbolic language here or saying something for the sake of saying it. He means something. He means to establish a church that will be the vehicle of salvation. Now, as people who follow Jesus Christ and who are trying to grow in charity, if our brothers and sisters were over on the coast getting ready to get into the canoe to paddle to Tokyo, out of love, I hope we would step in and say, there is a more efficient way. There is a way that will get you there more safely, more assuredly, more efficiently. Now, it's not about, you know, comparing churches and saying this one is better. It's not that at all. But we look at the scriptures and the whole tradition of Christianity, and we have to acknowledge that Jesus did establish a way that is most efficient and that is most advantageous. So we have the wonderful sacraments of the church. We've received wisdom from the saints, great examples whose courage and whose dedication we follow. We have so much good teaching on theology that's been developed throughout the centuries by church councils, by theologians. And we have the wonderful moral teaching of the church as well that helps us to conform our life to the path that leads to heaven. See, there are many different ways that we could get there. You know, and believe me, I understand the pain of, or the difficulty of having members of our families and our friends who are not Catholic and who have no interest in being Catholic. And, you know, maybe for, especially for parents and grandparents, that can be a real burden. But at the same time, we don't have to lose hope. We don't have to, despair that our beloved ones won't come to salvation because they're taking a different route. At the same time, the Lord invites us to have courage to help them to discover a sure route. Peter makes his confession of faith, and Jesus says that he's going to build his church on the rock of Peter. Well, he knew that the church would need some source of authoritative teaching throughout the ages. That if Christians were just left to their own devices, then it would be very, very easy to stray from the truth, from the rock-solid teaching of Jesus. And so he established his church to be that source of authoritative teaching in faith and in morals to help us to find the right way. So, we might find many different ways to follow the Lord Jesus. And of course, we don't pass judgment on anyone. We don't pass judgment on anyone who is following a different path. At the same time, we realize what a great gift we have been given in the teachings of the church, which are the teachings of Jesus himself. So we pray for the courage to appreciate that gift and to speak lovingly, patiently, respectfully with those who haven't discovered this path of faith, and to encourage them to seek the truth, to confess Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God. We know that the Lord provides for us, provides every grace that we need. So let's trust in him with hearts full of gratitude and joy.